Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can download that app anywhere you get your favorite apps, your Google Play Store, your Apple App Store. Download the Odyssey app, look for WILK News Radio, favorite us, and that's it. You got us. You can also catch us anywhere you get favorite podcasts. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or ask your smart speaker to play WILK News Radio and you'll hear us live. How's everyone doing on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025? 76 degrees, beautiful supermoon last night. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I got home. I spent some time looking at it. Then it was kind of interrupted where the missus came home and thankfully okay, but struck a deer struck her, ran out into the road and slammed into the front corner of the car, causing quite a bit of damage. But again, she's okay, and that's the most important thing. And it's frustrating because, you know, these things are frustrating, but they do happen. But then this morning I'm reading a story on NBC 10 in Philadelphia, where in Montgomery County, a young woman hit a deer on the Pennsylvania Turnpike and lost her life. Victim was driving a Ford Mustang on the eastbound lanes of I-276 in Lower Moreland Township around 7 p.m. last night. When they struck a deer, state police said the impact caused the roof of the Ford Mustang to be sheared off, according to state police. The driver was pronounced dead at the scene. Officials have not revealed the victim's identity, and that kind of puts things in perspective. I wasn't angry at my wife last night. I was angry at the situation, but I was thankful that she was okay. And then you're just dealing with damage, and that's where the anger sets in, or the inconvenience. I should put it that, not really angry, but the inconvenience of we have to deal with this now. And thankfully, the car is drivable for the most part. It took me a little bit to get the door open. The driver's door as it pushed the entire quarter panel backwards, and the bumper and the hood and everything to deal with that side is pretty. I posted a picture on Facebook so you could see it there. But it puts it in perspective this morning, seeing that someone did lose their life. And a lot of people do lose their lives in vehicle versus deer accidents here, especially this time of year. So I used it as an opportunity, just as an advisory for people to slow down. It's that time of year. What was frustrating is I did have this conversation telling all my family members, because there's areas near our house where there's increased deer activity. They are prevalent in these areas. They run back and forth constantly. And, you know, I said it more than once to be careful around that area. And to the point where I was scolded for saying it too much because, you know, they're not children. And then this happens. So, these things could happen anywhere. I've had a deer run into me on my own road a couple of years back. Same kind of situation. But just be advised. It is that time of year. The rut is on. The bucks are maybe the early rut, but it's still chasing. I've seen it on my property. I've seen it on the roads near my house. And when they're chasing and running, they don't care where they're look. They're not looking for crossing traffic. So just be careful. It is that time of year. The hunters are in the woods. So they're moving deer and the bucks are starting to chase. They're moving deer. So be advised that they come out of anywhere. And if you see a deer run across the road, slow down because there is most likely more behind it. And if there's not, good for you. You slowed down. You were cautious. Thankfully, she did not, swerve out of the way or have time to swerve out of the way. You know, she turned the wheel a little bit, but again, the talks I've had with all my kids is, more people are injured avoiding a deer and hitting something more stationary than they are just hitting the deer. You know, we could deal with whatever the damage is, and that's what happened here. Thankfully, the deer, was stunned a little bit, but by the time we got down there to check on it, it was already up and gone. So hopefully the deer's fine, that the car's not. Already called insurance, already called the collision place to deal with it. And, life goes on, but we use it as a live and learn moment. And, more so of it as an advisory to just let everyone know, especially in this area. I mean, we're no stranger to deer running around and across the roads before us or around us. Just be advised, they are on the move. It's that time of year. We did have the super moon last night, which was unbelievable. I woke up at like 2 o'clock in the morning again, just aggravated and not really sleeping well. And I looked out the window and you could see clear as day outside. It was like an early morning where the sun was just coming up. That's how bright the moon was. You could really make every detail out in my backyard, which is normally pitch black. So it was something to see for the few minutes I looked at it and then tried to get back to bed. But then before we went to bed last night, that moon was definitely out and bright. Took some pictures. The iPhone really doesn't do it justice, but I did see some pictures out there. And this is one of three super moons that I think we're due this year. So make sure you catch the next one if you didn't catch today's. We were talking with Paul Michaels, and he said he was seeing it this morning from Dunmore, and it just looked outstanding. And then the story of from NBC Philadelphia, where this young lady loses her life from hitting a deer. And it puts it all in perspective. You know, life and safety is paramount and most important, which is why I use the opportunity more so as an advisory to say, hey, just be careful out there. For my own kids and everyone else that pays attention. You know, I do have a few thousand people that follow me. And if it resonated with one or two and they do slow down in those areas, that's a good thing. That's a good thing indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
But we shall go on, right? It's just property damage, and although it sucks, it'll all be okay. So on with what's happening here. Lackawanna County Commissioners had their financial position meeting with their advisor this week, and they're confident there won't be a 2026 county tax hike. Well, that's good, because last year we had a 33% tax hike. And that sucked. So let's be honest. No one appreciates that. And I'm surprised, not that there's much you could do about it, but I'm surprised it was taken as lightly and as easily as it was. But they did go through our finances, and it appears, based on this story in the Times Tribune anyway, that there seems to be maybe some bipartisan effort going into the budget to avoid any tax hike in 2026, and that's a good thing. It said the shrinkage projected for the 2026 deficit went from about almost $30 million to about $5.4 million, said the county's financial consultant on Monday. The $5.4 million updated deficit projection for 2026 is substantially smaller than the original baseline projection. And listen, the deficit that was carried over was from the county commissioners before this. Jerry Notariani and Debbie Dominick are responsible for that huge multi-million dollar deficit. And, you know, they walked off into the sunset, and by large, it was dumped on Gaughan, McGloin, and Chris Chermak, who try to spread the blame more so. That's Gaughan and McGloin. Rather than say, hey, our predecessors, this group before us, really screwed the pooch. And they did. It's as simple as that. But bringing it down from a $29.9 million deficit to a $5.4 is good, but it is, based on the information that was given, scheduled to increase as we move forward. Beyond the projected $5.4 million 2026 deficit, commissioners hope to eliminate without a tax hike. That's going to be a tough task. Future deficit projections from PFM, that's the financial advisors that the county has hired, shared a considerably lower now that they were original than they were originally. The original baseline projections for 2027, for example, was $34.5 million. Well, now they're projecting that the deficit is going to be $10.8 million. Still a lot better than $35.4 million, but double what it is in 2026 projection of $5.4 million. The deficit for 2028 and 2029 is scheduled to be $16.7 million and $22.4 million. So it continues to bubble. So what are we going to do as a county, Lackawanna County? The costs need to be cut, or major revenue needs to be brought in. It's one or the other. And I don't see either of those being done. Yes, a 33.3% tax increase helped cut the projected budget for this year in 2026 down. But look at that increase moving forward. Even with everything they've done, even with the 33.3% increase, the supposed hiring freezes, and we need to downsize government in a major way in Lackawanna County. Because you're looking at a $5.4 million deficit for 2026. You're looking for a $10.8 million deficit in 2027. You're looking at a $16.7 million deficit in 2028 and a $22.4 million deficit in 2029. This is unsustainable. So unless there is a major revamp of the way government operates in Lackawanna County, we are in for a rocky future, to where future tax increases will be the norm rather than the exception. And these projections will continue to be updated as the county implements reforms and works further to mitigate future structural shortfalls. This isn't future structural shortfalls. This is every year the deficit goes up by over $5 million every year. And in 2029, it goes up $8 million, $9 million, $8 million. That's unsustainable moving forward. Every year, you cannot run a deficit of $5, $10, $15, $22 million. And that's what our future, as per the financial advisor, looks at. Now, they also shared Monday a pair of cash position projections. One shows the county ending 2025 with $3.6 million general fund cash balance, and the other showing a $2.6 million year-end cash deficit. Uncertainty stemming from the ongoing state budget impasse accounts for the difference. So either we're going to end up with $3.6 million balance, or a deficit of $2.6 million, which it doesn't really clarify, is that on top of the $5.4 million deficit? These are how these problems can continue to get crazy here. And it just goes to show how the lack of a state budget is affecting us here on the county level as well. But things may have improved, but they are still pretty bleak in Lackawanna County. And unless serious structural changes and reductions in government are made, this is going to be the future of Lackawanna County. Deficits that are doubling in nature. From $5.4 million to $10 million to $16 million to $22 million. Those are the next 4 years. Deficits. So county government truly has its work to be made out for it, and the status quo needs to be reevaluated because it's unsustainable in Lackawanna County, as per their own financial advisor. And anyone telling you any different, anyone saying, well, we're looking to massage the numbers and do this and do that. No, major structural reductions need to be done in Lackawanna County. What they entail and what they are, or a massive influx of cash. Both of which are not easy to do. So we'll keep an eye on that as we move forward.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.